Turn to the Gospel of Luke tonight. Y'all just bear with me. I might be a little slower than I used to be. Maybe I won't be as loud. I don't know. Something that's been wearing on me, and it's pretty good timing. I get to watch baby Rachel there behind and see her smile sometimes and see her fuss. And my message tonight is about being born from above. It's so easy in our flesh and such the turmoil and battles that we face in life and just constant nagging from the world and Satan. And I know we all face it, we all do. That we forget some of the greatest teachings, I think, in the Word of God. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28, we have the birth of our Savior and our Lord. It says in verse 28, an angel came in to her, Mary, and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his sayings and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Keep that in your mind. Luke 31:131, And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Jesus was an unnatural birth because Mary didn't know a man. I know we all know that, but we need to be reminded of these things. Mary, you will carry the Son of God in your body. What a thing to have happen. No wonder she was scared. No wonder she was probably trembling, a young lady, and a good young lady. I don't think God would have chose her for this purpose. In verse 32, it says, And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Think about that too. And then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then all of a sudden, the angel says, And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. This is another unnatural birth. It really is, because she's old and not able to have children. But all things are possible, the Bible says, with God. And she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God things shall, for God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Then, if you will, we go all the way back to Genesis chapter 15. The word of the Lord came, Genesis 15, 1. I'll give you time to get there. It's all to prove a very proven point and a lesson that we need not to forget. This message is tonight. In Genesis 15, 1, And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram. He was still being called Abram at this point. In a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. You see? Fear not, Abram. all the things we talk about here in this church and all the troubles we see in this world, and sometimes you hear the fear in our language when we talk about the government and the politics and the gas prices and the heating bill and all those things affect us. Fear not, God's children. What he told Abraham, fear not, Abram, or Abram in a vision saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And then in verse 6 of chapter 15 of Genesis, the Bible says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. God had a purpose in Abraham, and we know all those things, but these are things I don't think that we sometimes think about. In Genesis 21, if you will turn there, and I'll turn with you on that one. I copy all my verses, that way I don't have to spend time turning like you all do. So don't think I'm not turning when I have it before me. Genesis chapter 21. I want to show you the birth of Isaac here with Sarah and how God worked through these things. And Genesis chapter 21 and verses 1 through 3 is what we'll be reading. And the Lord visited Sarah, and she was called Sarah at that time, then, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. You see how God moves? Y'all remember how old Sarah was? For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at, listen to what it says, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. You see, things happen in God's time and not our time. Didn't matter how old Sarah was. Here's another unnatural birth that's fixing to happen. Not by the way we think of natural things happening. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. You know, I remember, it seems like it's used a lot there in Ecclesiastes. It tells us there's a time to be born and a time to die, and all those things happen for God's purpose. And it's proven all the way through the Scriptures. Even those that seem to be unwanted of God, but yet God has purpose even in the evils of this world for his purpose and his kingdom. That's kind of hard for a lot of people to swallow, because society's been told so much that God is love and God is love and God is love and God is love. He's nothing else. It's okay. However you live your life, however you feel about yourself, the Bible says pride goeth before destruction. And if your life is more important to you than the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are not the Lord's. That's kind of harsh, but it's a truth. But God has purpose in all these births that we're going to talk about tonight. We go to Genesis 16, and we see the birth of another man. Sarai, I'll get it right here in a minute. She was Sarah. She's going to be called Sarah, Abram's wife, was upset because she had got unfaithful and she didn't believe God, that God was going to give her a son. So she sent an Egyptian servant to her husband. And after it all was said and done, she got upset, and I think she run Hagar off. And it says in Genesis 16:9, the angel of the Lord said unto Hagar, her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child. We know who this child is. Our pastor has taught us a whole lot. And shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man. Listen to what Ishmael's life is going to be about. But God had purpose in this birth. And this was actually a natural birth, actually, a natural happening. Because of unfaithfulness as well. And it says, and he, in verse 12 of Genesis 16, 12, and he will be a wild man, and his hands will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. He's going to have a troublesome life, isn't he? And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seest me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me. You see, God had purpose in this birth as well. And it happened through sin. It happened through unfaithfulness. And we go to an unlikely place. And if you study about births in the Bible, there's a lot of different ones I guess I could have used, but I chose Samson in Judges 13:2 to reflect on. Judges 13:2, we were talking about a man named Samson, one as a child. I seen the movie of Samson. They had a movie years ago, and when I was a child, of course, me being small in stature, and I thought it was really cool that this guy had all his strength, and I sure wish I could have had it, but I never got it. But Samson 13:2 says, and there was a certain man named a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And in verse 3 it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman, and said unto her, behold, thou art barren, and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive, and bear a son. This is a lot all the way through the scripture. God has purpose in these people's lives and in their children. And now, in verse 4 of Judges 13:4. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, eat not any unclean thing. And he says in verse 5, for lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver, listen to what his purpose is, he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. God was involved in a lot of births in the Bible, wasn't he, for the purpose of God's people. And there in verse 13:13, the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, the father of Samson, all that I said unto the woman, a warning, let her beware. This is serious business, what we do as God's people. And it was about the raising of Samson, but you know the story. Samson ended up being a pretty spoiled, rotten brat, didn't he? He told his daddy, he said, daddy, go down there and get me one of them Philistine women, pretty much, didn't he? Y'all remember the story? Anyway, Samson got in a whole lot of trouble, but he was served God's purpose. It's a whole different kind of birth there, isn't it? And you might say, where are you going with this, Brother Mark? But you'll see here in the end. In John chapter 3, we have a man in the scripture that Jesus was talking to about being born again. John chapter 3 and verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. It's a simple message I have tonight, but I hope that you get the point at the end. He was a ruler of the Jews, and the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know not that thou art a teacher. We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Brother Bennett made a comment about the word believed, or belief, or believe. today. It is misused. It's very much out of the meaning, the true meaning of that word. And we'll see that here in this scripture. Remember, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? And very honest to goodness questions, because I don't think Nicodemus understood what Christ was talking about. I don't think most religions today understand what Nicodemus or what the Lord was talking about to Nicodemus. And Jesus, and he said, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Legitimate questions. And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and that's not baptism, okay? A lot of people like to try to misinterpret that. And Jesus explains it right down below in the next verse. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And John 3:6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So there's two births that we go through in this life. There's the physical birth and there's the spiritual birth that only God can give. There is no man on the face of this earth ever saved himself. No man. Modern day religion says that a man can change his whole life and save himself and let God do this and let God do that, but that's garbage. That's garbage. And Jesus explained it so well to Nicodemus. What does it mean to be born again? In 1962, my mother and daddy had a child, and he was, my mama said, the ugliest baby that she had. Now, y'all just be nice. My mama was awesome, so. And that was me. She done had a bunch. I was a 13th child of 14, so I wasn't the best thing to look at, she said. And that's okay, because my beard covers up most of it now. I figured that out after I got older. Jesus, let's finish John 3:7. I'll finish that story in a minute. John 3:7 says, marvel not, Jesus said to Nicodemus, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And I like verse 3:8. It says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. I was somewhere the other day and I said, repeat after me and bow your head and throw your hand up. And it's really amazing what people believe in the day, how they're saved. The only power on the face of the universe that can bring a man from death unto life is the power of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So I was born a child and or a baby, like baby Rachel. Of course, baby Rachel was beautiful, and I was happened to be an ugly little boy. In 1974, before that, I'd heard preachers preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ when I was very young, at 12 years old. And before that, when I was very little, I'd hide my face and I'd want to know this Jesus because he can keep me out of hell. And I didn't quite understand about being born again. I'd heard it. I'd heard preachers preach it. But God had ways of placing me in places where I heard the truth of the gospel and the doctrines of grace that we so love here at Grace Baptist Church, that Jesus saves. That song is sung so much, but that most religious folk don't understand. Jesus does the saving. I Didn't have enough money to go to Bible camp, and the church put a box back there at the church. This is important to the message. And Mama couldn't afford to send us to camp, and I'd never been to camp for that at that point in time. I barely had enough clothes to take with me. I didn't know what in the world. Ain't no telling what I had, but that's okay too. I didn't have to have the best of everything anyway. But God puts things in our lives and people in our lives. And He put a man named James Dargavel in my life who, man, he was fierce. You believed what he was saying when he preached the Word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. You believed him because God put it in him to preach. And anyway, it is a long story, I guess, but in 1974, I went to camp, and there was a bunch of bad things going on with the boys. They were telling dirty jokes, and I was a mama's boy. I told y'all that this morning, and y'all was going to tell my wife I said that. But, I hope you don't, but anyway. I wasn't telling any jokes. I wasn't being... But the Lord had already been dealing with me in my life, even as a young child. I knew there was a Savior, and I knew there was a holy God. You see, that's the way the Holy Spirit works and brings us to the point of being saved. There was about 40 of us boys in that barracks there that night. Man, I tell you, some of them preachers, they were young and on fire for the Lord then. Don't seem to hear that much anymore. I hadn't told any dirty jokes. I wasn't that way. I was a good boy. I didn't want to cause my mother heartache because she'd done seen enough through all the other heathens that she had. I was just one of them that just didn't cause as much trouble. They started preaching the gospel, and the Lord and the Holy Spirit came upon me and saved me. Notice what I said. The Lord saved me. I was born again in 1974 at the age of 12 years old. And it never really sunk into me until later on in my life. In our text, Luke 1:30, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." You know what you've done tonight if you know Christ is your Lord and Savior? You found favor with Almighty God. You've been born again. We've been born from above. Do we understand that? What it means to have Christ as our Savior. We all sometimes seem to think this world's all that matters, and it's really not. The Bible says in Corinthians that we own death. It says that. Do you know it's an unnatural thing to be born from above? Amen. Yes. It's an unnatural, almighty, powerful thing that God does. And no man on the face of the earth can have it unless He gives it. I think about Paul before the road to Damascus. And his arrogance and his pride and his killing Christian people such as Stephen, watching them die. He pretty much didn't put his hands on him. But and then I think about his conversion when Jesus came to him. And man, did he ever change Paul, didn't he? Yeah, but that's an exception, brother. No, it's not. He was the hardest man to save that there was to save. Y'all know I don't believe what I just said, but he was a religious man. He had it all figured out. He was worshiping God. You know what most religions are doing today? Same thing Paul was doing. Same thing Paul was doing. Have you had the unnatural birth that only God can give in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you really had it tonight? Do you have it? Have you asked God for it? Have you found you a quiet place and said, Lord, I'm a lost sinner. And I don't have any hope. And you don't. You know, we say we pray for our people that are lost, and we do earnestly, I think, here for the most part. Tell them the truth. Tell your family to cry out to God that God might be pleased to give them the life in Jesus Christ. That's the truth. Don't tell them to repeat a prayer. Don't tell them to go to all this foolishness and ignorance of this world. The Scripture does not teach all that. And Jesus taught Nicodemus here what being born again really means. We all that know Christ as our Lord and Savior ought to have one spirit in us that ought to be recognizable. And that's the spirit of Christ. Paul said in the book of Galatians, chapter 2 and 19, chapter 2 and 19, for I through the law am dead to the law that I might live unto God. The Galatian church had run off to Judaism again, preaching lies that works saves, like a lot of our modern churches preach and push, and they'll even deny it sometimes. We don't believe in works for salvation, but why did you run that man to the waters of baptism right when he said he was saved? If you don't believe that. That's the law. You can't live the law perfect. You can't do it. Only Christ did. In verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, Paul said. Y'all remember that you are favored in the sight of God if you have been born from above. You are favored. We talked this morning, if you got to be here, about goats and sheep. The goats don't have Christ. The sheep are Christ's. They belong to Jesus. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Let's look at this next part very carefully. Yet not I, Paul said, not I. But Christ liveth in me. Phew. Isn't that like something just slap you in the face to know that the Spirit of Almighty God lives in you? You remember how you acted yesterday in the flesh? Didn't show much Christ, did we? And Paul goes on to say, and the life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me, who gave himself for me. Whew. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, by works, by baptism, by being good. I don't know how many times I've asked or had people run up to me. Oh, my grandson got baptized. My grandson got baptized. And I'll say, was he saved? Well, no, you don't understand then. Well, he got baptized. Y'all see the ignorance in that, in the Scripture. It shows it in the Scripture. I do not frustrate the grace of God. If it's of works, it's no longer grace. God didn't save you if you think you saved yourself. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Are you born from above? Do you really know that you're born from above? I can't get away from Jesus. I can't get away from the Lord. I can't get away from my life. I love coming to Grace Missionary Baptist Church. Yeah, I'm tired. Sometimes me and my wife, we've had a year, some out of the year, and Jimmy and Susie, and I know all of y'all have, and got a lot of age in our church, and things happen, don't they? But the greatest thing we have is our Lord and our Savior. That's the greatest thing we have. Thank you all.